Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Childcare Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming live from upstairs studio with Lisa fucking Murphy.
Hello.
And Tiffany Cat Eyes Pearsall. We'll go with that because she's got the cat eye glasses. What they are? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have baby cat eye glasses.
Baby cat eyes. That like
they're not quite as pronounced.
Does that mean they're kitten eye glasses?
I got kitty glasses, kitty cat, kitten glasses.
Huh. I think they're pretty cool. I don't think I could pull them off though. I don't think that would be my thing. Anyway, instead of talking about glasses frames for a whole episode, which we can do at some point in the future, we're playing another game of top five. We've done this, I think, six times in the past, and it's just kind of a fun way to spend some time in a podcast. This time we're doing top five happy accidents. And so we're going to count down how this works as we count down from five to one, generally one being your number one pick, number five, your number five pick. Who wants to start?
Are we starting with five? So we're working
our way to number one.
Okay, number got five. It.
Who wants to go first?
Tiffany's going first.
Okay.
I'm going first. My number five is what I call, and this is all classroom related?
It better not be.
No, nobody said that.
Oh, goodness.
I hope it's not.
It can be.
It can be. Well, all mine on my list are school related.
That's fine. What's, go. Okay.
So the number five for me would be what I call restaurant style dining in our classroom.
What does that look like?
It happened because of COVID. We're not allowed to have the kids help with the food or do family style anymore. And so now the way we do it is whoever is the teacher setting up lunch, you set up a little fancy restaurant and you get the napkins out and you get the flowers on the table and you dish everything out and the kids just come in and it just feels so fancy.
Fancy.
like they feel appreciated. Like, oh, you did this for me?
Aww.
When really, it's like, this is the only way you're going to let me put hummus anywhere near your plate. But you're excited about it. I think we'll do this forever. So that's my
happy like that.
Number five, restaurant style dining in the preschool classroom. You want to go next, Lisa, or you want me to?
No, I'll go next.
Okay.
Finding money in my pocket. That's always a happy accident.
That's a great one. And it never matters how much it is. I mean, it might be a quarter, it might be a 20, but that surprise money that you totally misplaced at some point before that you kind of realize it's back in circulation is kind of cool.
And the thing that I'm missing now out of that is that it typically was seasonal. So like I'd put on the winter jacket and hadn't seen the winter jacket, right? And you're like, oh, shit, $20 in the pocket. Now that I'm in Florida, I don't even know what a jacket looks like anymore. And I'm kind of bummed about the seasonal, you know, bank deposits.
Did you ever do that when you were a kid? Like you find a dollar on the sidewalk or something?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God. It was like Christmas. That was great. Yeah.
We must have $50 in a Goodwill book that we didn't even know was in there. We purchased a DIY house building book and then it was like, what?
That's,
they were making like a donation to your first project.
Your house.
Yeah, they were.
That's a good one. I like that one. My number five happy accident is Reese's peanut butter cups.
Because dude,
My whole childhood, I grew up, you know, that the Reese's peanut butter cups happened because you got my chocolate and your peanut butter and that kind of thing. All those TV commercials. And so that's how I thought they were invented. That was clever marketing, not how it actually happened. But I love me some Reese's peanut butter cups. So number five, happy accident, Reese's peanut butter cup.
Crosses off number four and tries to get creative.
Oh, I love it.
Tiffany, what's your number four?
Everything I have is from school right now.
That's okay. We can riff on it.
Okay. I just feel like the loser who's like, all I think about in my life is school, but that's just really how my brain works right now anyway. Number five for me is going to be the painting wall. The very first day ever that we had preschoolers in my classroom at my school. We didn't have a lot of supplies. We just like rolled in with what we had thinking, hey, we get to do this great experiment where all we have is tape and cardboard boxes and these dregs of paint somebody donated. And it was just like all black and brown paint. And they immediately covered one wall with black handprints. And at the time I was a little like, oh, I guess we're doing this now because it's never coming up and we're renting this space, but it's done. And now that's just where we paint. It's our painting wall.
Yeah, it's great. I saw something similar. We were out visiting at Keisha Reed's place out in the East Coast, and out of one of their playground walls, the outside of the building, they had such a wall. And I mean, kids were writing in mud and paint, and I got to put my name on there as well. And it's just kind of, it's fun. And you worry for a second that you're turning them into graffiti artists and they're going to deface everything, but that doesn't happen.
You're a liar. You did not worry about that.
No, I don't really worry about much, but I could see it. I could see that as a concern for a certain kind of parent, but I guess I'm guessing the parents that show up at Tiffany's program generally aren't that parent.
No, I mean,
sometimes,
but we're the only center that does infants in the whole county. So like, if you have a baby, you don't know what you're getting yourself into when you sign up with me.
Yeah, and even if they don't like it, they're going to be happy with it because they found infant care. So, what's your number four, Lisa?
Penicillin.
Penicillin. That's a very happy accident.
I'm deathly allergic to it, but I think the world at large probably benefits from it.
I think that's great. Yeah, a lot of good has come from that experimental laboratory accident. My number four is along a similar vein, Post-it notes.
Oh, I did not realize that was a happy accident.
Yeah, Post-it notes are an accident. A dude named because I pulled up the wiki because I had to make sure what I thought was the origin story of Post-it notes was true. Back in 1968, dude working for 3M, Spencer Silver, was trying to create a super strong adhesive. When he accidentally created a low-tack, reusable, pressure-sensitive adhesive, and then it sat around for a couple years until 1974, when another dude working in the lab, Art Fry, figured it out. He used it for bookmarks. Because 3M had a whole thing that they could bootleg off of other people's discoveries if they came up with ideas. And so 74, he came up with that. And I think it was 76, 78 that they actually put the product out. So there was a long process there. But where would we be without Post-its? So it's a great happy accident.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Number three, Tiffany, what's your number three happy accident?
Number three happy accident is going to be toddler drop-offs outside. I told you all mine were lame, but this is all
it's
I do.
It's not lame. Tell us why, because a lot of people are antsy about that.
So right now, what we have set up for COVID drop-offs is that we have the toddlers dropped off on the playground, and then that teacher screens everybody and sends the preschoolers in. Because it's easier to send a preschooler in than it is to like have a toddler walk with all their stuff. I don't think we're ever going back. The toddlers come dressed for the weather every day. The parents know that they're gonna go straight to the playground. It has completely eliminated the getting all the clothes on, getting the shoes, like that whole transition is just gone.
Nice.
And yes, we're having to do some problem solving about how to do snack in a healthy, safe way but also be outside with them because they really need that like designated eating space for toddlers. Mm-hmm. But it means that they sometimes get 5 hours before lunch outside and it rules. Wow.
So now have you combined that with the restaurant style meal? So it looks like, so it's like they're eating on the patio of the restaurant.
We're working on it. We just got our toddler. We got like a octagon picnic table with an umbrella for them.
Ooh.
But it's required some creativity just because that classroom is far away. Like the outside space is far from the inside space. And mm-hmm. yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Lisa Murphy, number 3.
Milk toast.
Huh? Mm.
It might have been originally a true happy accident. I was dipping my toast when I was a little kid into the milk that was left over in the cereal, and it tasted so good that I broke it all up and I put it all in, like I had another bowl of cereal with just this toast in the sweeter milk at the bottom. And I thought I was pretty highfalutin fancy, like, look what I made. And my aunt was like, yeah, it's called milk toast. It's been around for a long time.
That's really a thing.
Yeah.
Now, are you buttering that toast before you put it in there?
Yeah, like I'm making toast like I'm going to eat it, and then I just kind of dip it in, and I eat it, and then it tastes really good, so I mix it up.
It sounds very good, especially like after, if you ate like Fruit Loops or something.
Or Apple Jack.
Yeah, that sounds delightful.
Definitely sweeter cereal.
Huh, yeah. I like
that.
So
that's my number 3.
We do a similar thing with like peanut butter jelly crusts. Dip that in the milk. Mm. Mm.
That sounds yummy too. My number 3, Child Care Bar and Grill podcast, because started this out and Lisa Murphy was like, why aren't I part of that? And I said, yeah, why aren't you? And that was just kind of a spur of the moment, kind of luck of the draw kind of thing. And now we're this is episode 333. So
I thought you said 600.
Oh, 633. Excuse me. So, you know, we've been doing it a while, and that's mostly happy accident. You happened to be in town. And so there was a lot of happy accidents to led to this. So, that's
awesome.
My number.
Now
3.
I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't think of that.
Well, I made my list before. I had a little bit more heads up time before the list. So I'm sure you would have. Tiffany, number 2.
Number 2 is getting lost in the woods and finding the creek.
That sounds a lot more happy accident than finding like a dead body. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got lost 3 times in the woods trying to find this smaller runoff creek. And man, by the end, all of the kids were crying and we're like carrying as many as we can. And then finally we come out of the bushes onto this perfect beach with like a slow stream and just full of crawdads. And we've been back like every other day since then.
That's
it was almost a disaster. We actually were like, okay, we have to go back immediately the next day so that they remember the awesome creek and not getting lost 3 times in the woods to get there.
Were you lost to the point of near cannibalism, or was it kind of like a less lost than that?
It was less lost. It was more, we kept thinking we were on a trail, but then, you know, you like follow a deer trail for a while and you, but then when you look back, you're like, oh, there's no more trail behind me either.
Yeah, because you don't want to have to barbecue the whiny kid. That would be...
Yeah, no. There's not a lot of meat on their bones.
Yeah,
either,
yeah. So. Yeah, it wouldn't last long. That's horrible. Horrible. People were not recommending that. That was just a bad joke. Does the creek have a name? Did you get to name it? Did you get to name the beach?
We named it. We got to name it. We named it Hideaway Creek.
Ooh, that's a very good name.
Yeah.
Lisa...
Blackberries.
Ooh.
So there's like one wall part of it. There's like a sandbar, and then above the sandbar is just all blackberries, and they're almost ready to eat.
Nice. So you have to fight bears.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
we'll talk more about this in Classroom Pets. I think.
Right, you're going to have a whole different catalog of classroom pets than the average bear school.
Lisa Murphy, number 2.
How come nobody said Bob Ross yet? I mean, it wasn't anybody going to work that in as
those
a little
happy
joke
little trees.
Somehow? Yeah,
not anymore.
No, my number 2 was drunk berries. Again, more food related stuff. We were cooking, prepping melon and cantaloupe melon and blueberries, and somebody hit somebody, and some of their Grand Marnier went in the berries, and we tasted it, and we loved it. And so, like, drunk berries became something I would serve to my dinner guests. You'd let the blueberries and the raspberries marinate in some Grand Marnier and then scoop that over ice cream. That was a happy accident.
Oh, never made that for me.
Huh. You're right, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, we're drunk enough already, so we didn't need
that. We didn't need any more.
My number two is granddaughter Rowan. She was totally a surprise and ended up being one of the most pleasant things in the last decade of my existence. So granddaughter Rowan, unexpected but delightful, my number two.
Oh, I miss her.
Baby. What's your number one, Tiff?
My number one is very broad. I just feel like everyone I've ever loved that's not family I met on accident. So, like, first Uncon, meeting you guys, and meeting my husband at, like, a party somewhere, like, everything felt accidental. And I feel that way about all my staff too right now, that they all just sort of appeared and stuck around, and they're not, I wouldn't call them accidents, but I feel like meeting everyone that you really love happens as a surprise.
Yeah, remember meeting Tiffany for the first time, Lisa? We walk into the it was at the hotel bar there in the train station, and she's sitting there all hipstered
hipstery
up. Yeah, she's all more put together than she is lately now that she's a mom and a business owner.
And working in a forest school, man, like, I'm not wearing nice clothes. I gotta wear leggings and hike every day.
You went more natural. You it was kind of what, a 1950s
definitely kind
of vibe you had going back then with the glasses and the lipstick and the pearls.
And now I've got a guess who cuts her own hair vibe.
Well, you awesome. Do a better job than I do, because yours looks better than mine. That's a great number one. What's your number one, Lisa Murphy?
Probably very similar. And I would have said it even if Jeff hadn't said it before, but the happy accident of meeting Pablo at a Christmas party in Rochester when he lived in Florida, and just that I had just enough of a relationship with his sister that she felt to introduce me to him. And, you know, here we are however many years later. But I mean, even to that, and not to make the conversation weird, not that it is, but even my ex-husband, I met like that too. Like, the three dates that I was supposed to go on before I met Tom, I had been stood up. I had never been stood up in my entire life.
How dare they?
I know, right? Don't they know who I am? Even then, Lisa fucking Griffin. Just saying. But so my point is that, like, the date didn't happen. So I called my best friend at the time, and I would end up, you know, we would all hang out, and he ended up being there all three of those times. So, I mean, even though the marriage didn't last, I mean, that kismet, that, you know, bringing together for a reason, that I would agree with you, Tiffany, very, very, very much. The happy accident of just happening to be in town the night that Jeff is recording the podcast, you know, and inviting myself over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the meeting of people are often, of people who become very significant parts of your life, even if not for a long, like, your whole life, for that section of your life, often are happy accidents.
Totally. I also have this, like, firm belief that you can't go seeking it out. You have
Correct.
To just be comfortable to even acknowledge that there's an amazing person in front of you. If you're just like, I need to make friends, then, like, you miss, it's almost like you get too tunnel visioned on that you miss that there are all these friends around you. There are all these people you love around you, that, like, it's only when you're able to let the accident happen that it can happen.
Along those lines, my number one is the happy accident of meeting my future girlfriend and wife when she was on a date with somebody else that we were double dating with, and I couldn't take my eyes off her, and I mean, I'd seen her before but never had a chance to interact with her, and so this dude's with her and I'm with this girl I'd been with for about a year, and I got in trouble with the girlfriend later because I'd been paying so much attention to this other chick, and then months later I had the opportunity to let's just say seduce her with my romantic ways when I let her pick me up at the swimming pool, and a couple last July it's been pretty much 34 years we've been together. I mean, there have been some rough patches in there in the tumult of high school, but 34 years of pretty much together and pretty much happy. She is the most important thing in my life, and I don't know how I could live without her, and I don't know how she tolerates me, because I can be a little bit much sometimes.
Your muchness is what we love about
you,
Jeff.
So the fact she fell into my life is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh. How's that for a happy accident? And she's not even here listening to me say this.
I'm crying a little bit over here. Jeff, did you just have a field?
No, I don't have it. I know. I just made that all. I just thought that'd make good pod, so I just pulled that all out of my ass. It's not like there's feelings behind it or anything. Just some BS to get the pod over with. You know, people. Because no feelings here. So that was a fun, happy accident of a podcast, the top five. We will be, any wrap-up thoughts on happy accidents? I think we just need to pay.
Have you had any sad accidents? we're too sober. No, everybody's still sober.
I could actually come up with that list easier, probably. No, I think we need to pay attention to those kind of things that just pop out of the woodwork at you in life, and enjoy them and roll with them, because a lot of times they end up being delightful and joyful things, whether it's a significant other or a candy bar.
Agreed. Like, this is one that I was going to toss in, but I didn't know if it would just unravel into something else. So one time I got punched in the face by one of the kids in my class. Like, she's square on, like, boom. A lot of backstory, a lot of foster care, a lot of multiple placements, you know, now she's here and blah, 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 blah. Square off, just punched me right on the bridge of my nose, glasses. So I'm crying, right, because it hurt, right? And she stopped and she became like my shadow. Like, it was this, whatever happened on her end in response to that, that was definitely a happy accident.
That she stopped?
Well, she, I think, saw an honest human response, and not that she got the shit beat out of her. Uh-huh. And because of that, instant trust and buy-in potentially happened out of that.
You guys became friends?
No, you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, I know. I mean, I didn't.
It's just,
that was like the turning point.
It was like, I became an adult in the school that she was now willing to have a relationship with, and with nobody else. Mm-hmm. You know, that was it. Now all the school ones are coming flooding in my head, Tiffany. Now that we've
this happened, you as an adult?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was you as peers in school.
Oh, no. This was no. Miss Lisa, and she clocked me during circle time, came up while I was reading a book and decided this was the coming out party. Clunk. Yeah, no.
Welcome to the program. There's nothing like a punch in the nose to clarify things for people sometimes, either receiving or getting. How many times have you been punched in the nose? We could do a top five punched in the nose.
That was it.
Oh, okay. Tiffany?
Yeah, I've only been punched once in the nose.
Oh, okay.
By a child.
I'll record mine.
Oh, yeah. Saw stars big time.
I think I could come up with five, but I'll record that as a supplemental episode alone sometimes. Hey, this has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tiffany's waving people.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.